Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Another Saturday night. Let me kill this music real quick. All right. Well, you know how we do what we do. I send a message out and people call in yelling at me. So nothing's changing for tonight. Send the message out. You'll be screaming at me in a little bit. It's all good. See what kind of trouble we get into tonight. Last week we had an interesting conversation, and this week I was listening to Cadillac Joe show last night, and he brought up an interesting topic, and it's something that makes me wonder at the same time. So I'm just kind of curious on what the deal is. I want people to call in, especially if you're from the South. Because I'm going to be making some accusation. So I just want to know what's up with you guys down there. Help me understand what you guys are doing. So I know what you're doing. That's all. Nothing bad. Nothing major. Shake, you there, babe?
What's going on, Theo?
Not much, man. You know me. I got to give a quick shout-out right now for tomorrow Grudge Inc. race. Grudge Inc. plans on invading Montgomery Motorsports Park.
Oh, yeah. DJ Grant's right.
Yeah. The heavy hitters. If you're somebody, I guess you'll be there. So that's going to go down tomorrow night or tomorrow day, or it's just going down there.
All day Sunday.
Man. Well, it'll be a show, man. DJ was on the show last week telling us all about it. And that lineup card looks pretty deep. So we're just going to have to wait and see who's doing what, man. A couple other things going on for tonight. I got to give a birthday shout-out real quick to my cousin Andy. He's probably listening right now. He'll probably call in and talk shit. That's what he normally does. But I'm sure he'll be trying to get in and figure all this out. He's had some great topics for my show. I just don't know if they're just way past R-rated for his style. But it'd be good radio. But yeah, you know, we're not Howard Stern. So, Shake, what's happening out there, man? You guys freezing up there in Detroit?
Man, it's a little cold here tonight, but tomorrow's supposed to be even better. We maintaining, trust me, we maintaining. It ain't real race weather yet, but we maintaining.
Hey, real quick, I got a trivia question for you.
Shoot.
Guess who's late on the show again?
Oh, man. So I guess I get his check finally.
Yeah, I'm just going to send all the checks to you, and then you distribute them the way they need be.
Thank you. Now you're talking like a man with a non-paper head.
And you know what? It's funny, man. A dog can find a bone, and when you start talking about money, guess who comes sniffing in?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Come on, Tyson. Hit that one, bud. You know the drill. You don't want to hit that one, bud.
You should dock him for every minute.
You'd be broke.
Oh, he already broke.
He'd be owing me money.
He already broke.
Look at what's going on, boss?
What's the dealio?
Not much, man. Hello. Hey. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And we're gonna have a topic tonight.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's different. We're going a little bit away from what we normally do.
Okay.
I was listening to Cadillac Joe show last night, and he had an interesting topic. And I was just wondering to myself, why is that? And the topic I have, well, not that I have. This topic came from Cadillac. Is why is the South afraid to run out the back door? Or maybe I shouldn't say afraid. Why don't they?
Well,
and,
I've done a little research. Mainly half of their tracks down there is 8th of Mile. That's why. Majority of their tracks down south is 8th of Mile.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I still get that. But the majority of the tracks around the rest of the country are quarter mile. So why should the North, even the West, have to run the 8th mile when they would come out here?
Yeah.
Sit tight for a second, Tyson. I got to open up some mics right now.
Uh-huh.
734-2794,
who's this?
What's up, Taylor? What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's up, baby? What's up, Corey?
Oh, what's happening? What's happening, fellas? What's going on? How is it taking, babe?
What up, Bill?
Nothing too much. Another hard day at work. I'm going to go ahead and put my phone on mute for a minute.
Okay, babe.
All right, yeah.
Hey, chime in when you need to.
Okay, will do.
All right, babe. Let me grab another line real quick. 734-4942. Your mic's open. Who's this?
Hey, Melvin, man.
What's going on, Mel?
You got it, man. How you doing tonight?
We doing good, man.
Yeah, I hear that conversation y'all got going on, man. You know, some boys down in the South, you know, they running the eighth of a mile and everything like that. That's all good. But, you know, I pulled up down there and did some eighth of a mile racing with them. And I put all those boys on the track. I put all those boys on the trailer when I was down there. I was in Macon in the zoo before they closed it down. It was a few years back. I wasn't really into the eighth of a mile racing, but it was cool. But still, I took my quarter-mile car, and that's how I've been racing up north. But I went down there, and I put all those boys on the trailer. So I don't really see the fear, or I don't see anything, no difference with it. Just like they say, you got to run the eighth before you run the quarter. So if you got a good running quarter-mile car, it's going to run good to the eighth. So it really don't matter. You know, it's just the hype because they run the eighth down there. They're not going to come up here and run out the back door because I got a lot of those down south cars probably got big gears in them to run like that to the eighth of a mile. So after the eighth, they just probably maybe fall off or whatever the point is. But at the same time, I don't really see the big issue that's going on with it between them. If they come up here, let's just run them. Fuck it. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? If you got a running car, and you can beat that car, you're going to beat his ass to the eighth just like you're going to beat him to the quarter. And then the eighth of a mile, you're saving your car. You get twice the run.
Now, here's the question. Wait, hold on a second. No. Because I hear people say that, and it makes absolutely no sense to me. What are you saving?
Because that other 660 feet that you got to go with that motor wide open with the nitrous on, and it's getting hot and it's burning up. That's what you got to save. That's what you have to save. When you run in these cars, you pumping 2, 3, 4 nitrous systems into them, and you want to turn that nitrous on as fast as you can, and you want it off as fast as you can. So if you can turn it all off by the time you get to the eighth of a mile, you're not burning up your motor from the eighth of a mile to the quarter of a mile. That other 660 feet is you're talking a cooking chamber that's going on there with these motors that we got out here nowadays. So a lot of those guys don't want to go that other distance, man, just to burn up the motor. You know how long 660 feet is with that nitrous on? And it's running? Yeah, it's pulling faster and it's going faster. But you see them flames that's coming out the exhaust on those cars? That motherfucker burning up when you see that goddamn flame coming out of that motherfucker like that. That bitch is on fire. So you want to turn that fire off as fast as you can. So I understand why they only want to go to the eighth. I want to burn my shit up running the other quarter of a mile. If I can race you to the eighth, and if you beat me, then that's fine. But if I get there first, I got the money. And it's over with. Look at the motors. Look what the motors got to go through.
Well, then let me ask this question,
to
Melvin.
Me, that's just,
and
my,
I hear what
that's
you're
just
saying.
My version of it.
No, I hear what you're saying, and I'm on board with that. But let me ask you this question. You say you have to run the eighth mile before you run the quarter mile.
That's right.
True fact. But then there is a difference between the eighth mile car and a quarter mile car. Because I would have my nitrous come in differently in a quarter mile than I would the eighth mile.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
I understand that. I understand all of the whole game about nitrous, all of it, completely. You know, the longer you have it on, the more that you got a chance on burning up the fucking motor. It's simple as that.
Yes,
that
you do.
Getting hot, you're going to burn the fucking motor up. So if I got a chance not to, and I'm a quarter mile racer, but if I got a chance not to burn my fucking motor up, I'm not going to burn my motor up messing around trying to run those other 660 feet. If I can beat you to the eighth of a mile, it's over with. Collect the money or I give you your money. Either way, you know. But that's what the deal is on that. From my version of it, that's just only my point of view with it, why the guys down south want to come up here and run it just like that. Let's just get this over with. And then if you're going to beat the guy, you got to beat him to the eighth anyway. Just take care of him. Like I said, I was there in Macon in the zoo a few years back, maybe when I was running my Malibu, and I put all of those eighth of a mile cars, and I came to run a quarter mile, but I'm at an eighth of a mile track, but I still put all of those boys on the trailer all night long. I didn't win the final round, but I got the runners up. I got the trophy here to show for it, but I put all of those boys on the trailer, you know, running it just like that. So, like I say, I don't see it's a big deal. If you got a good running car, it doesn't make a difference, man. If it's running good, you'll beat him there before he gets to the eighth. That's all it is to it.
I got a question. Go ahead. If we dealing these cars to run to drag race, we putting a lot of money into it. We know what when we start them jokers up. We know we tearing them up the minute we start them up. So if we run the eighth of a mile, we shorten the quarter down to an eighth. Okay, now what's going to be next? We're going to 60 foot and then get out of it?
No, you're not going to 60 foot and get out of it. You're going to just
no. I'm not saying get out of it. I'm saying what is it going to be next? Oh, I'll run you to the 60 foot and see who got the best time. Then I'm going to get out of mine.
Well, and I don't see any of that coming into play. I just see that they run eighth of a mile down south. We run quarter mile up here. My thing is, if you take your car and you look at your car, what it's doing at the eighth of a mile with a quarter mile car, if you're performing good for that quarter of a mile, you're going to be performing good at the eighth of a mile. Okay? So it's a cutoff point. I mean, you know, hey, if you can run, just example, no, not trying to say no numbers, if you can run 550s to the eighth of a mile with a quarter mile car, you know, it's obvious how fast it's going to run on top end. So we're not going to worry about how fast it runs the rest of the way. Let's just worry about how fast I can run from the point blank to the eighth of a mile. That's all.
See,
we got our cars tuned up for the quarter mile, but when it gets to the eighth, it's going to be hauling ass when it gets to the eighth.
But you can make it faster, though, if you build your car just to run eighth mile.
You probably can build it faster. But the only difference is going to be more likely, you know, I've been doing it for a long time. The only thing you're going to probably end up doing is just putting a bigger gear in it to get the RPMs up higher, because you got to look at, if you got a quarter of a mile car, when it gets to the eighth of a mile, in order for it to go all the way to the end of that quarter of a mile, it's all about the RPM. So at the eighth of a mile, your RPM is going to be low in a quarter mile car, and it's steady building. So what are you going to do to get those RPMs up there? You're going to change the gear, put a bigger gear in it, so you can run those RPMs when it goes through the eighth of a mile. That's all that is.
So the same when you run an eighth of a mile, you're going out from the word go. You got it on keel. Then after you pass the eighth, now he's gonna nosedive. Okay, so if you're running a quarter of a mile, you start out slow, but then you're gonna pick up power after the eighth. It's actually a two-way street.
No, you're not gonna take off going slow and nothing quarter mile racing, period. You're gonna take off hauling ass as fast as you can. When you turn that motherfucking shit loose, you're going as fast as you can. It ain't no you're gonna take off going slow to run the end of the quarter mile. You know, if you're thinking like that, then, I mean, you're just thinking like that. But when you turn that motherfucking trans brake loose, you turn that trans brake loose to go as fucking fast as you can. I don't care if you're going to the eighth or to the quarter mile. There ain't no difference in the two. The difference is the gears. Okay, I can run a 410 gear. Yeah, I can run out the back door. But the down south boys may have a 488 gear or something like that in their car. Okay, yeah, after they cross the eighth of a mile, yeah. Now their motor ain't gonna be doing a whole lot of picking up mile an hour from the eighth to the quarter, but at the same time he done made it to the eighth. That's all it is to it. They got a lot of work to do to come up here to run like this.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing that you gotta do a lot of work to go down there.
Exactly.
They're not complaining.
They doing their race.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything to my car when I left here to go down there to run at the eighth of mile track. I just went down there to run. I put all of them on the trailer because I went down there with a good running car. If you got a good running car, it don't matter.
I think the biggest deal is
where a lot of guys up here, like you say, we so used to running quarter mile. We not caught up what they doing down there in the south. You look at it. The premier engine builders is down south. The premier nitron tuners is down south. They got that shit patented. You know what I mean? They know they can run on a good track. They know they can run on a bad track, bad day. That's their shit. They got it patented. You know what I mean? So they're not going to change what they got that's patented to come up here and do something totally different out their league. You know what I mean? Like they say, like, we ain't got to come up here. We race every other weekend down south.
But
so
but
not,
if you listen,
you know what
to
I'm saying? We're not,
but if
we
you
not
listen,
starving for racing.
If you listen to mm-hmm. our so-called premier drag races that we got up here now, okay, just for instance, look at Gold Digger. I'm not running a quarter mile no more. I'm only running an eighth of a mile. So he's one of the top guys, you know, considered one of the top 10 guys is up here. I'm not going to say the top guy, but he's one of the top 10 guys. He don't even want to run the quarter mile anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bunch of them. I'm not running my car out the back door anymore. You know what I'm saying? So so your heavy hitters don't even want to run their cars out the back door anymore. All they want to do is run to the eighth, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a handful of guys that want to still run out the back door. How many of them did you got that want to run out the back door right now up north?
But then that's going to be another topic, because a lot of guys is going with what these guys, what the guys down south are doing. They run an eighth of a mile. Oh, I'm going to run an eighth. But that's not
what
we've been.
But they done found out. They done found out. But they look, they saving their cars. You got to remember, you got 600. If I can race you to the eighth of a mile and the race is over with, okay, I don't have to go that other 660 feet. Look at all of the damage that can happen to your motor.
It's a guess 22. You can blow the motherfucker up in the eighth of a mile. This is well in the course.
Yeah, but you can blow it up as soon as it start up. It doesn't make a difference when it's going to blow
up. You know what I mean?
It's going to blow up. It's going to blow up. It doesn't matter
about
that.
It's just about their preference. You know what I mean?
Like I said, it's just only my decision, you know, just my ideal on how I look at the whole grudge racing game. That's all it is to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just only looking at it from both sides of the table. And, hey, you know, it's like this. You know, you saving the motor, basically. I mean, you know how much these motors cost to run out the back door?
See, I don't believe that. I don't believe you're saving the motor.
But
because
you don't believe it. You don't believe
it. I've built
enough
motors. But wait, let me explain. I built enough motors to know if I'm building a motor to run an eighth mile, I'm building it to dump enough nitrous in that motor as possible to get me to the eighth mile. So you're already running it hard. You want to win. You want to get as much power to the ground in that eighth mile because it's a short mm-hmm. track. You're not going to have time to chase anybody down. So if anything,
right.
you're running that motor twice as hard to go twice as fast.
Twice
right.
as fast in a short
you
distance.
Need to,
if
you
you're running
to,
in a quarter mile, you can put the timers on in a progressive and progress the nitrogen out the back door, still trying to hit it so hard and make it go to the eighth. You know what I mean? You can tone
it
down more on the line and make it run out the back door than making
if
it
you,
so violent
if,
to go to the eighth.
But if you tone it down low, then that go your 60 foot. That go everything that you're trying to get and accomplish
see,
off
that's
the start line.
Because a lot of guys that's making horsepower, they ain't worried about the 60 foot. They worried about running out the back door. They picking it up.
Turbo cars
end.
Don't worry about that 60 foot.
You know what I'm
They're
saying?
Make up
really got
foot.
Some of these nicer cars with these real good motors, big motors in them. They 60 foot ain't really no hell of a 60 foot, but they making it up when it running it. You know what I'm saying? As they go.
Just like the turbo car.
I look at it like this: if I'm gonna have me a good 60 foot, then that's what's going to start the race off to have me in front. I got the advantage right there. Now, I just got to pull on my coals after that. I'd rather have the advantage from the word go versus trying to go by somebody. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put it all down right there. And then if I got the horsepower like I'm supposed to have, I'm going to keep on going. So if I catch me a guy out there myself, if I catch a guy out there, okay, I'm going to just put down a little bit here so that I can get out of here, he's going to be in trouble. Because once I get up out of there, I'm going to still be pouring the coal on him. It's still a catch 22 game. You know what I'm saying? It's a
tuner game. Whoever the best tuner.
Exactly.
That's all it is. It's a tuner game. If you ain't no tuner, you gonna get the nuts toe out.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a whole lot that got to go with it, man. But I don't blame them boys down south, man. We're gonna shut it off at the eighth. That's how we've been racing. Hey,
no, it's
you
not.
Know, we
no. The question is, and because out west, we run out the back door. Now, we have some classes that are an eighth-mile class on an 8.5-inch tire. I wouldn't expect those cars to run out the back door because they'd be all over right. down the second half of the track. But what I'm saying is this. If I got a race out here in California, nobody from the south will come because we race quarter mile. So my question is, isn't that chicken shit? If I can make adjustments to go down south, how come they can't make them to come out west or go up north?
That's the topic of the story.
Because
okay, well, they feel like it ain't worth their time.
Look at it this way. Look when Mike Hill throw them races at the House of Hook. And, you know, some of them shoot out class cars. You know, they be scrambled off in there, you know. And just look, some of them shootout cars, like the Turbo, some of them Nitro cars, they got a weight limit. They got, you know, they weigh 3,300 pounds. So I'm coming to Mike Hill's race this weekend, and I'm leaving there going to another race. Do you think I'm going to change my car up for one race? I'm going to run it like it is.
Right.
And some of the guys that complain, you know, oh, he letting class cars in. But if you look at it, grudge cars don't have no rules. You can have a big-ass Terminator Monster motor with a 2,000-pound car. It ain't no rules. You see what I'm saying?
But yeah, well, we're looking at the wrong thing.
Is this big name coming, and we got to run this big name. But this big name not switching his car for one race, and he leaving that race and going to another class race. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? And that's the same way they think down south. You know, we've been doing for years. Way before.
But it's not everybody down south.
Before Grudge Inc., you know. I put it like this. Grudge Inc. came and connected everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because up here, we was with Run How You Brung. You got 33s, Willie Balls, it don't matter. Let's get it on. But now it's nationwide, you know what I mean, and some of the heavy hitters up here want to tackle the heavy hitters down there. They're adapting to their style of racing to race. You know, that's how I look at it.
But you do have guys down south that'll run out the back door. You got 901, they'll run out the back door. Primetime will run out the back door. So will DJ Grant. Now those are just three cars that are down south that'll come out. You know, that'll run back out the back door.
Right.
So why can they do it?
That's the difference. See, that's the difference. Up here, when we do a race, is a Grudge Inky race or however it may be. Like down there, they got multiple. You know what I'm saying? Multiple promoters that do races. Up here in the north, we don't have no multiple promoters. You know what I'm saying? If it be a big race, it's like Lil Tony, you know what I mean, then Wayne's race. But other than that, we don't have no multiple promoters that want to throw big races up here like they do down there. And I think that's the thing, you know what I mean? All we got is really we go to No E.T. and, you know, Lil Tony throw 2-3 races. But other than that, we don't have no other big promoters that step up where we can race like every other weekend like they doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think we're getting off the subject a hair bit because regardless of who have the race, Lil Tony, Wayne or whoever or DJ Grant, when we go down there, we adapt to the eighth of a mile. When they come up here, shouldn't they adapt to our quarter? That's
what I say, yeah.
But see, like I say, it's a Grudge Inc. event, and all they run is 8 miles. That's the thing.
No. Wait a minute. When you get to that Grudge Inc. event, you got a right to say one. Say I'm from down south, and I say, Mel, let's run. Let's do a grudge race. Mel would say, okay, let's run out the back door. Okay, Mylon is set up for it. I got the choice to whether or not I want to run out the back door or not. But this, I'm at Melvin's court in his backyard, so I should accommodate him. Just like when Melvin go down south and run the 8th of a mile.
You're a true racer, and you know he's going to say no. Man, I'm not running out the back door. My car set up one way. That's it. What you going to say?
But that's not a true racer.
I'll push
you
on to somebody else. It's a gamble.
Now we're getting back off of, okay, when Melvin came south and I raced him on the 8th of a mile, when I come north, why can't I run him in the court? It would just only be fair, whether or not I win or lose. But I'm accommodating Melvin because he asked me to run the court.
Okay.
And they're not doing that when they come up here. They're not doing that.
They will come and run the quarter, but it's only going to be three cars that run the quarter.
Well, then them three should run because we only got a few that's giving us this complaint.
Hey, guys, hold on one second. Hold on. I got to bring a caller. Terry, is that you, babe?
No, I'm Eastside Strength Terrell.
Oh, what's up? What's up, baby?
What's up, fam? Listen in, man. It's a good topic to talk about. Listen in. Come on in with it.
You know, here's my thing.
Go ahead.
And I just want to say this. You know, before there was 8th mile racing, there was quarter mile racing. Do you think that the South uses this as a stip when they go up north? Because 901 boys, they race 8th mile, and they'll race out the back door. It seems like the guys that really race, that want to race, prime time, 901 bad boys, DJ Grant, they don't care. Put them on a track. They'll run either way. But other people say, now, we got to run 8th mile. Now, they run the 8th mile down south. They don't feel they need to come up north. For what?
And if you look at it, you look at it, you can't fault them because you look at it this way. They are already ahead of the game with us up here. We only got so many months to race. They racing damn near all through the whole year, maybe except for 1 or 2 months. So they already ahead of the game. You know what I mean? We playing catch up. You know what I'm saying? We got to make our cars run out that back door where we making the same horsepower. We got the same engine builder. We got just as much power as they do, but they're ahead of the game of figuring it out. And that's the thing, you know what I mean? So when we come down there, we ain't got no choice but to run 8th mile because all the events is at 8th mile tracks.
Okay, so when they come up here, what do you think they're supposed to do?
You got a quarter mile track? Run
that's
a quarter
tip.
Mile.
That's
see,
tip,
Melvin,
you'll
run anywhere from 60 feet to the back door. I know that about you. You're a racer. My thing is this.
That's in the
if
tip,
you
want to
lock into a race.
You hear them locking up races. You hear everybody locking up races when they go head toward the north or the house of hook. You know what I mean? Or when they're coming up here, hey, I want to lock up such and such. Just like the Wayne's race. Milan is a quarter mile track, but they still lock Wick in. They know how Wick runs. 8th of a mile. It wasn't no stiff in that. You see what I'm saying? So
right. The
guys up here is adapting to that now. You know what I mean? They already know how them guys run, and they're adapting to it now. You know what I mean? Because they
but that's what I'm saying.
I want this guy this bad. I'm not going to let him go. If I know I can beat him at his race, I want him that bad. I'm not going to let him go. So fuck it. Yeah, let's lock in. We'll run to the 8th. You know,
now, that's the difference right there, Tyson. You hit the nail right on the head. Because Detroit, Chicago, Ohio, everybody up north, they want to race.
We want to race. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we ain't going to let no – we already know how they run, so we ain't going about to argue like, fuck, we already know you run the 8th mile. I want your ass. I think I can beat you. Let's do this. And that's just – we up here adapting to that now. You know what I mean? And
imagine this for a second. The Miami Dolphins – are going to play the New England Patriots in New England. and it's snowing like crazy. Did they postpone the game for a sunny day because Miami's from got all that sunshine down there, and we'll wait till it gets warmer, then we'll play? Fuck no, you play it as is. You're in their backyard, you're in the snow, play the game, shut up. They're coming from down south to go up north, you better play by their rules. That's just my opinion.
The difference in that, they getting paid to do that, so they got to. We ain't getting paid to do this shit.
Well, yeah, you got a point there.
They getting paid to do it. We ain't getting paid, you know. I mean, probably some of us is because,
but
you know, some of us probably make it
paid. If you take his ass out, that's all you got to do.
This is a hobby to us.
No, I get that. I'm just saying that, you know, that's why I don't see, outside of those three guys I named, I think those would be the only guys from down south that would come out to California if we did a race. Now, if we do this and go on the record, that's something Jay Barnes would have to do, and say, Grudge Inc. only races 8 Mile. That's it. Then you know every Grudge Inc. race is 8 Mile. You know what I mean? If that's
again,
their forte, and that's what the boss says we're going to do,
then you look
but
at
you
it,
leave the door open for controversy like this.
Then you look at it, Tao. Look when Boone throw his race. It's a quarter-mile track. But they still run majority 8th of a mile.
But
you know what I'm saying?
At the same time, Boone tells anybody, we will accommodate anyone. If you want to run quarter mile, we'll run quarter mile. If you have a street car, we'll get a street car. You know, he'll accommodate whoever's coming.
Yeah.
That's how he does it. And yeah, they do run 8th mile, but they run quarter mile too.
Yeah, they run quarter mile, but majority of the races is 8th of a mile.
Yeah, but they're down south.
There you go. There you go. Right there.
You know, and you're right.
There you go, right there, yep.
But Boom and them, they got so many cars down there. It's like going into 31 flavors, man. You just pick whichever one you want, and they got something for you.
You know, and then, you know, I can't fault the guys up here. They're running 8 mile, the ones who do the traveling, because they know up here, They set their car up and test their car and for the 8th. And they know, well, hell, once we got to meet through the winter months up here, I go down south and race. You know what I mean? So
right.
A lot of them leaving their car the way it is because through the winter months, they can go down there and race. They know what their car will do with the 8th. You know what I mean? They done tested it. They done got the blueprint on it. So it, you know, it's the thing. It's what's happening now. You know what I'm saying? Small tires
hey,
to the 8th mile.
But listen,
I mean,
listen, Melvin made a good point. He said, from the word go, you set your car on kill. And if I jump him out the hole, my chances of beating him is a lot greater. Well, the
right.
guys in down south, the guys down south, from the word go, they set their car on kill. And if they bump you out the hole, the chances of they beating you in the 8th is great. So when we leave and go down south, if we ain't changed our gears or did no prepping to our car, the chances of us winning is highly low.
But,
highly
Shay,
low.
Yeah, you're already against.
You look at it this way, Shay. Who fault is that?
We're at a disadvantage. So, but
who
my
fault
point,
is that?
Point,
if we're going down
we
south.
Need, but see, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go to the 8th of a mile and not have my car set for the 8th of a mile.
Yo.
I'm not going to take a quarter-mile car and run in the 8th.
My point is that.
Because my car is set up for the quarter, then setting it up for the 8th. Because I don't want that car to nosedive in the quarter. So we don't set it on kill. Well, we set them on kill, but we don't come out the hole as quick as they do. They going all out for gusto. Because they know they're going to cut it off at the 8th of a mile.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I say, it's the biggest thing what's going on right now. You know what I mean?
and a lot of guys
up here north, where we at, we just, you know, a lot of guys is gonna have to adapt to it or just sit on the starting line, sit in the bleachers. You know what I mean?
You know, like I said,
why should we sit on the bleachers if most of the guys up here in the north is running quarter? We have to stay quarter unless we determine to go to south. Now, if you plan on driving south, then you adapt. But
it's slowly changing.
You don't adapt.
It's slowly changing. Look at the last No ET where they let the drag radios. The drag radios was going out the back door. Now they run into the eighth.
That's them.
They're starting to change the motor cars. I think next year they're going to be running to the eighth. So
let me tell y'all. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me tell you one thing. I'm never changing. I'm running out the back door for life. I'm never changing because who was first? Quarter mile and start running eighth? I'm never going to change.
That's right.
Why? We'll make eighth greater than a quarter.
Exactly.
I mean, you look at the funny car, it runs 1,000 feet. It never changes. I'm going to stay a quarter. Because I'm from the north, and all the tracks is built for the quarter mile. That's what they built our cars around the back door. So you just down south.
Mm-hmm.
And if they built the tracks for 8th mile, then they had no choice but to build a car to the 8th as long as the tracks came to the 8th.
Yeah. And if we
are here. Now look at this, Terrell. Now look at this.
Right, all the tracks were...
Say for instance, Wick came up here, and you wanted Wick's ass. You know what I mean? You don't lock him in. You know his race, right? But you being a racer, you're gonna take that gamble because you feel that you're gonna beat him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
To eighth, even though your car set up out the back door. You know what I mean? So it's like it'd be.
But even if you're gonna race Wick. And Witt knows he's going to race out the back door, you can rest assured that car's going to be set up to run that quarter mile.
No, if you can run fast to the quarter, to the edge, you can run through the quarter.
Right. You know what I mean?
So trust me to believe, real talk, a lot of cars who run 8 miles never get off at the 8th. They still be holding on to it. Because I ran an 8 mile before, and you get to the 8th so fast, I've been looking for the trap. I'm looking for the sound with lights come on at. I don't look at the 8 mile mark. So I'll be still in this car. So a lot of guys who run quick in the 8th, go past the 8th mile. Especially if you graduate somebody to the 8th mile, who lets off at the 8th? They still be in it.
Oh, yeah, they still be in it. Because they don't never know what's what.
Huh? Right. Because in your mind, you racing, you know, especially you racing a quarter mile track. And at the quarter mile, the lights come up. That's in your mind. I gotta get down to the end of this track. Even though you know you're in the race, you're racing the 8th mile, but your mind, you're like, I'm gonna get to the end of this track. You gonna stay in it. Past the 8th, always till you get past the track, so you'll say, okay, now we'll get off of it. Cause that's what you're running to, even though you run 8th. It's okay with your mind. With me, I'm going all the way through full throttle. If I'm on 8th, I'm still gonna stay in it.
Well, you know, here's my question. When I was in Milan in 2000, I think 10 I came out. I flew out for a race. No, I'm sorry. It was 2009 when I drove out. I was there for Chicago versus Detroit. And I don't believe those guys were running the 8th mile then. I'm pretty sure those guys were running all the way out the back door.
Oh, they were.
Melvin, you were there that day when I was there.
They were. They was. They was running out the back door.
So, what changed the game? What changed from racing that we have to run to the 8th mile now?
Monkey see,
if
monkey
the south
do.
Is, what's that?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, man. Listen, I love everybody who calls into the show, but if you all jumping off a bridge, I'm standing and watching, baby. I ain't going with you.
Yeah.
That's just me. Yeah. Hey, guys, let me get some calls real quick.
I got a question.
Go ahead, babe.
When they bracket race, it's the quarter, right, or the eighth? I know it's the quarter, but when they bracket race, quarter. period, right? It doesn't matter what track. Would it bracket race at an 8-mile track?
Yeah.
It would?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that I heard Dog say they had my man, the House of Hook, was on there. He said he had bracket races at his track, and a couple other guys do bracket races, you know, owners at their track.
If you got an 8-mile track, there's not much you can do.
I don't know how it works on a tree when it's a staggered tree and a car fat. I don't, you know what I mean, because it's in the eighth, you know what I mean?
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's a short distance. That's kind of, you know.
I don't know how it works, but I heard them say they do. You know, they do have it.
You dial in a 9 and car dial in a 13, he's going to beat you to the 8th.
Hell yeah. So I don't know how that works, you know what I mean? But they say they have it.
Yeah, exactly. Let me grab some calls real quick. 205-5133.
What's going on, T.O.?
What's up, baby?
What's the do?
You know us, man. Just causing trouble.
Well, I heard that old Shake and Bake, you know, he ain't nothing but a ship troublemaker anyway.
Now you know why I get in so much trouble.
Hey, Sleepy. That's right. What's going on?
What's up, Sleepy?
I ain't nothing happening, man. Just trying to get everything together, get myself ready for this road trip tomorrow, go to DJ Grant's race, see what's happening.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Just trying to make sure that this weather gonna hold out. It went from a 20% chance to a 50% chance. So,
I'm gonna sign you up right now. You are an officiary sports spokesman. So when you get to the track, you make sure you call me and let me know what's going down.
Well, you know I'm a feature, but it probably ain't gonna be me because somebody asked Beers to do it. He told me making a live report from the race tomorrow, too. So if it don't be me, it's going to be him, you know.
It could be both of you.
Because I'm going to be somewhere trying to get somebody's money while I'm there. That's what I'm going for. I'm going to make a come-up. I ain't going just to watch. I'm going to make a come-up as I can.
Oh, yeah.
But tell you, how's it been going, man?
What's been doing good, man?
Yes, sir.
So it's going from 20% chance of rain
to 50%? It went from 20% to 50%. So, like I said, I'm going to just tell everybody here. I'm waiting on the news now so I can see if it's been changed again. But like I said, earlier in the week, it was 20%. But when I watched the news this morning, it went to 50%.
Well, let me just say this. Excuse me while I whip this out. It went from 101... down to 93 here. So it's cooling off a little bit.
I don't want to be there, Phil. I do not want to be there.
Hey, dude, Phil. I got my little tan line going on right now.
Hey, Phil, you just got a brag, don't you?
I'm just saying, man. I don't know how you guys deal with that rain in May.
He gonna send me a picture, a text, 101. And I'm sitting here and it's pouring down raining, 50 degrees.
I'm telling you, man, you're all in the wrong place. Let me grab another microphone.
It's nice here. I mean, it ain't cold where I'm at. But like I said, I'm just hoping the rain don't screw up the race tomorrow. Last year it rained, but shit, it dried up, man. We had a good day of racing. So it might, just because of the rain, down here it gets so hot. It'd be dry in about 20 minutes, 30 minutes. It'd be back bone dry again.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Let me get this caller in real quick. 313-0178. Your mic's open. Who's this?
What's up? Just calling me J.O. This is Kimo.
Kimo, what's up, brother?
Hey, man.
Can you please shed some light on this? Can you please shed some light on this for me?
Oh, man, like they say, monkey see, monkey do. All these motherfuckers want to run that 8 mile. They couldn't run the quarter. Why would they make some think they're going to run fast in the 8th?
You know, I remember way back in the day when 8-mile racing was for Volkswagen. because they didn't have enough ass to run out the back end. But this was years ago.
But you know what, KO? A lot of these guys turned to that 89 because they had nitrous tires. See, but what it was, a lot of the guys turned to 85 with the nitrous tires, right? But they thought they was being slick to them boosted tires. Well, now the boosted tires have figured out how to run just as fast, if not faster, to the 8. That's the nitrous tires. What are they going to do next? Tell them, no, you got a boosted car. You can't run. That's what they doing like Diaz, you know. Diaz say he don't race no boost car. But every time,
I know someone has some background noise. Go ahead, Kimo.
Yeah, but he raced a lot of boost. He raced a lot of nitrous cars with his boost car. But what it is a lot of them people, man. Once they were trying to out slick the boosted cars, but now the boost cars can run just as fast, if not faster than the nicest cars today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of me just thinks that it's something that they want to step in and give them the advantage.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And I'm just trying to figure out why. Why does the North have to be under the South rules in the North? I think that's what the main question is. You know, when I was listening to Cadillac Joe show last night, I was listening to this conversation. And it was bugging me.
Someone's
got a lot of background noise.
Yeah, whoever got that background noise, just mute your mic.
Yeah. Hey, yo, they saying some of the guys saying it's safer to run to the A, you know, with the cars going as fast as they're going. But, you know, the pro miles go out that back, those shit. We don't go no faster than them, but they do have a bigger tire.
You know what my argument to that, Kimo, is? You got these guys on these radials, probably about the same size tires that these guys are running, and they got no issues running out the back door.
They don't. They do not have it either. I would love to run the 5-5-5, though. To get a race, you gotta change with the time. But then you got these suckers, man. There's a bunch of suckers up north. I didn't know that the North was such followers as they are. It's enough states up here that we don't even have to go to the South.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Why we keep running down there? They don't know. We go down there and run their race. They don't come up here and run our race. Fuck you.
That's
exactly right.
Here's my next question. Now, like I said, Kimo, I said that the guys that from down south that I know or that I hear that'll run out the back door, 901 will run out the back door, Primetime, DJ Grant. Those are the guys that I know that will lock up a race to run out the back door.
Right.
I'm just wondering, is it a psychological game where they want to have that one up on you when you go up north?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's trying to have something up on you. That's all it is. Because guess what, KO? They got 8-quarter-mile trucks down there. And like dogs say, a lot of these motherfuckers down there are still running that quarter mile. But they trying to out-slick you. They run that 8th mile.
Yeah.
So here's a really interesting point I'm going to bring up. And I'm trying to offend anybody. I'm just asking a question. That's how I keep myself out of trouble now. Is the South... Wait, let me retract that. Are some people in the South kind of like the Oklahoma City guys, want to beat their chest and say they're the fastest, but don't want to race the fastest? I'm just throwing that out as a question. I'm not calling nobody slow.
You know what?
I'm just asking.
You know what, KO? If you ever watch, I watched Cowboy enough. Now, if you're ever in the staging lane with Cowboy, if they don't have a car that they looking down his throat, Cowboy ain't going to bet no money. He'll do all kind of crazy shit, say all kind of crazy shit to throw you off your game. But if they got a car that they ain't sure about, Cowboy going to bet you $50 to $100. But if they got a car that they sure about, a Cowboy won $300, $400, $500 bet. So that's the thing. The thing is, if they can beat you, they'll do whatever. If they can't beat you, if they leery of you, they gonna tell you, let's go to the eighth or try to figure out some way to out trick you.
Trying to get that insurance on that win.
Now, Kimo, that goes right back to my point. That's why I said 901 Bad Boys, Prime Time, DJ Grant. These guys want to race. I don't think they care if it's a quarter mile, eighth mile to the 330. These guys are ready to engage at all times. So I don't think to those guys it's a stiff. So, you know, if 901's gapping somebody in the eighth mile, I don't think somebody would really want to go, you know, a whole quarter mile and really see a gap.
Yeah.
But these guys will go. But there's certain people that won't, and I just want to know why. If Witt's car is on a 28, and he can run out the back door, why is everybody else worried about speed or tires? Like we said, the 275s do it. They'll run straight out the back door. DJ Grant on 28 will run straight out the back door. So what I'm saying is, what is bullshit and what is a real racer? That's where I think the fine line is.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I just want to holler at my brother, everybody, Kimo, man. Well, I've been minding, I ain't get a chance to see him. What's going on, Kimo? You're sleeping, man. What's happening with you?
What's up, Sleepy? You all right?
Yeah, man. I didn't get a chance to go there and see you, but I was busy over there working on your car, and I didn't want to bother you, but I seriously came up and spoke to you, man. I ain't heard you a while, man. You okay?
Yeah. Shit, it don't matter, man. If I'm working on time, I got time to say what's up. Shit.
Well, I ain't gonna let it happen no more. But I sure want to come and holler at you. I said, man, wait, you know, he's down there working on the car, so I didn't want to come out there and bother you, man. But like I said, the next time I come up, I'm gonna make sure I come up and holler at you, man.
Yeah. Do that, Sleep. Hey, you know what?
All right.
Half of the time a quarter of the time I was gone to look for the car, but. Lindy says they never did have it, so we just took a part off a junior car. After he found out he wasn't going to get no race, took this TPS sensor off and put it on my car. So I couldn't find one.
Okay, I just heard I came all that way, man. You did try to holler at you, that's all. Like I said, I've heard you on the radio in a while. So when I was up there, I should have came over and hollered at you. But like you said, you might have been gone. But I didn't find out until a little later that you were down parked down there. So I was going to let you know, man, the next time I'm in Maya, which is going to probably be one of the two races, I'm going to make sure I come up there over there and holler at you, man.
All right.
I miss you being on the radio call and controversy, man. You must don't call in that much no more.
I know, man. I feel like I don't have my partner in crime anymore.
Yeah, Kimo, you keep it interesting, man. You got to kind of avoid that. Kimo and Lamar ain't on the... On some of these shows, man, it kind of just kind of boring. That's why the majority of the time I'm only like just be listening.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, you guys. I just want to remind everybody tomorrow, May 18th, Grudge Inc. is going to invade Montgomery Motorsports Park. Everybody who's anybody is going to be in Montgomery, they say, tomorrow.
DJ Grant race.
DJ Grant's race. So hopefully they get it off, Sleepy. Hopefully that weather report's wrong.
Like I said, I've been watching the weather every day this week, man. Like I said, it jumped from 20% to 50%. So I'm gonna wait on tonight. Come on, about 10 o'clock and see what they're talking about, man. But like I said, it don't make a difference out here, man. It can rain like hell. And when the next half hour, it'll be dry as a desert.
Well, you know, Sleep, you got to look at your cup half full. You got to tell yourself there's a 50% chance that it's not going to rain.
I hope you're right.
Hey, listen. I'll send some sunshine down there, but you better send it back. Hey, I'm going to send you about 30 more degrees down there, but you better send it back.
Well,
good. Now, I hope it's a show, man. DJ was on last week.
Matter of fact, man, before the show go out, man, I'm gonna have to get your number again because that phone I had your number in, man. I left it in the rental car, and you know what happened there? They kept it, so I need to get your number again sometime before we hang up. But I just appreciate the bait.
Yeah, whose number did you leave in a rental car?
I left your number and my cell phone in the rental car. I rented a car when I went to one of the races, and when I turned it back in, I left my phone in the car. When I went back to get it, you know, of course the guy that cleaned up and kept my phone, because somebody was in there, and I knew it was in there, so I lost my phone.
Hey, yo.
You know what?
Now you know.
That explains everything, Sleep. Because I've been getting these crazy-ass calls from a strip club, and now I know why. I love you, brother.
Now I
get it.
You need to quit, bro.
Hey, Taro. When you gave him my $3,500, that's what happened to it. He left it in the car. Thank you.
Yeah, I bust
him. From the vehicle at the two, I didn't get no car from strip club.
I keep hearing these bells ringing with this girl's voice on the other end. It sounds like a Santa Claus with the bells ringing. I'm like, hey, what's she tugging on?
You need to quit, Taylor. You really do, man. I'm going to put me some flip-flops on tomorrow, Taylor, and you're on the flip-flops on the
chest. Oh, man, guys, sit tight. Let me grab another line real quick. 810-6326. Who's this?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? I'm just listening to
the show. Oh, man. Now I got to apologize for talking about those women in the strip club. I'm so sorry for Sleepy's nasty habits. And I'm sorry you had to hear all that.
What?
I would get some background noise again. Okay. Lee, is that you?
Boom.
Yes, it's me.
What's going on, girl?
Nothing, just listening to the show.
Hey, what do you think about those guys from down south?
I mean, to me, if you want us to come down there to y'all feel quarter mile, 8 mile, or whatever, y'all need to come up here to us, too.
There you have it. Now you got the women speaking out against the south.
Yeah, it's only fair. It's only fair. We run their race, they need to run ours.
I think that's what makes it a race. Hey, you go down, you play by their rules. They come up and they play by your rules.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have the same rules both ways, I think the advantage goes to the south. Hey, let me grab another line real quick.
Okay.
Hold on. 870-0273.
What up, Tail?
What's going on, man?
That's Arkansas.
What's going on, buddy?
How's everything?
Oh, man, chilling, man, and chilling, enjoying the weather, man. That's what I was chiming in for, man. Y'all heard anything that happened out of Florida?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I heard Tony Wright and Sir Rick was supposed to be on the stage, and I hadn't heard the outcome.
Anybody got any information down in Florida?
Did BET go down there?
No, BET didn't go down there. He was trying to find out
what
I got in.
You mean BET don't have a
baby? Man, BET might be in Alabama.
No,
I ain't in no damn Alabama.
There he is.
Yeah, BET
on the phone.
Was that BET?
Hey, BET, you ain't got a baby. What's going on, BET?
I didn't make it, Kimo. I was dreading that damn ride by myself, having to be in Montgomery tomorrow.
Okay.
I said, well, shit, that might have been a little bit too much for me trying to push that, you know. So I just said, hell with it.
I just come through your area, BET.
Did you?
Yeah, man.
It's goddamn
cold over there, man.
Wait,
it's just as cold
down
there.
It really is
up north.
Yeah,
it's kind of
cool.
Yeah.
BT,
what
you been up to,
bro? I've just been chilling, Tao. I ain't been making no noise, man, you know.
Well, I'm about to make some for you.
Yeah.
You gotta tell me about this clown that called your show and got a whole bunch of races locked up. See, just because I don't say nothing, baby, that don't mean I don't hear nothing.
Yeah. I know.
All I'm
going to
say, BET,
you know, it
don't believe nothing that clown tells you.
Huh?
I said, all I'm going to tell you, BET, don't believe nothing that clown tell you, man. Nothing.
Yeah.
That man don't even own a car.
Yeah.
That's not good at all, man. Somebody who's trying to be somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, so BET, let me ask you a quick question, man. I don't know how long you've been on the line, but our topic tonight is kind of a takeoff off of Cadillac Joe show last night. About the north and the south. Why do some cars in the south not want to race quarter mile?
We're not gonna race quarter mile because we don't race quarter mile. So that's an easy question. Shit, that ain't hard to answer. Yeah, we're not gonna do
it. But I mean,
if you expect,
is it because you can't or just won't?
Huh? We just won't.
Is it because you can't or just won't?
No, it's not because. We just won't do it.
So let me ask this question. If the money was there, would you do it?
No, I don't think so. I think you have a couple to take a chance on it, but the majority, no, I don't think so.
So the majority that you're talking about are just set up 8th mile. That's it.
That's all they're going to do.
See, now, I can understand that. You know, we were talking about, but you know, earlier, but the engines, you know, running 8th mile versus a quarter mile. So nobody would run up north in the 8th mile.
No.
Is that because there's a lot more races in the south that are 8th mile, they could just stay home?
Yeah, we're not going to do it. You know, if you expect us to come up there and run it, then you'll be there by your damn self because we're not going to do it. We're not going to lock a race in for a quarter mile. Not going to help.
You guys think you might lose money that way?
You just ain't gonna take the chance on it, Tail. That's just the best I can put it. I don't think it don't matter about guys in the north want to run quarter mile, because really we don't need to come to the north. You know, basically we really don't. But we got enough races down here, enough tracks down here that we could shit could last a season. You know.
No, I agree to that.
No.
I believe that. But at the same time, though, don't you, like, want to know who the fastest guy is or race that fastest guy? Or are we just strictly about money?
Yeah, we would love to do that. 8 miles, we do it all the time. We don't care who's faster in the quarter. That don't matter to us. That don't interest us.
I got you. I'm just, because, you know, we do a lot of quarter mile out here, California. And, you know, we're getting ready to have a race out here. And I would love for the guys from back east to come out, you know, from south and all over.
But we just
don't do a lot of 8 mile racing. We have cars that do run 8 mile, but they're on those 8.5-inch tires. And I know if they get the chance to run their cars, they'd run them in a quarter. And I know you guys got a lot of cars down the south. You got a lot of 8 mile tracks down there. And I get that. But it's just something that it's not a practice for the south to do.
No.
But I've heard with...
But, you know, I heard a lot of guys saying it ain't fair. It ain't fair for them to come down here and run us eight, and we don't come up there to run their quarter. Well, we don't have to. That's what they need to realize. We really don't have to. We do that on the strength of trying to support you as a Brewers community to come and even be present at the track, you know. But we don't have to do that. We still respect y'all for doing what y'all do, you know. But shit, you know, it ain't no big deal to us to want to run a quarter.
I just think it would make for interesting racing, because I'd like to see some of those cars cut loose. But doesn't he run quarter mile? If somebody locks in money.
Nope. No.
Oh, I thought I remember hearing he was going to run out the back door against somebody a while back.
Now he'll take a gamble if he ain't got nothing else going on and can't get no other race and want a race.
Right.
He might just consider that, but I don't think being here and going to an event up there and lock somebody in for a quarter, I don't think he'd do that. But you never know. You catch him goddamn it high, talking crazy.
And that's my point. Would not race anybody. That's why I don't think he's worried about quarter mile, 8 mile.
You might
catch him feeling some type of way one day.
Yeah. Exactly, Tyson. Might catch him feeling some type of way, goddamn it. Shit, you know.
No, the topic tonight was about why don't they? I guess the answer pretty much is because they don't have to.
Exactly right.
Ain't that what I said earlier, Taylor?
Right. Well, Dog said the same thing. You know, why should they? For what reason? They could run a season down there if they want to.
Exactly.
But, you know, BET put it to where I think I understand it more, is they come up to run the 8 mile to support, you know, the grudge racing.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
So whenever the South is involved, there's no quarter mile racing.
Ouch.
That still ain't fair.
Well, you know, a lot of shit ain't fair. You know, it ain't fair that y'all wait so long in the year to goddamn it have y'all cars ready to race. It ain't fair if we racing every weekend and y'all want to race but don't want to travel to race. You can't race up there. Shit, get out and race if you want to race. Go somewhere where they race if you want to race.
BT, I just don't know about you, but a lot of guys can't travel, just pack up and travel like that every weekend, you know. It's like, what, just to come down there to y'all from Michigan, it's like 13, 14 hours just to come to College Springs. So can't nobody make that trip every weekend.
Well, you don't have to every weekend, Timo. We have races in Holly Springs, the big races in Holly Springs, I'd say, would be Memorial Day, Labor Day, and Trick or Treat. Those be the biggest races in Holly Springs, and those only happen three times a year.
But see here too, you got to look at this too, BT. Now y'all getting good weather, shit. Just yesterday, Chicago got snow, so. You know what I mean? It's hard for you to kind of say that because the weather still haven't broke up here. I mean, right now, I mean, I'm on my way back. It's like 40 degrees and it's been raining all week. I'm going to just can't pack up and come down south to test and then try to race somebody. So, hell, we ain't even been able to really test the cars up here yet.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Kimo. If you want to test your car, load that motherfucker up and hit the highway. Don't wait till the track open up and find out you got all these fucking problems that you can't race.
Yeah, but GC, it's easy for you to say that. You ain't but an hour or 15 minutes, man. You don't want to go somewhere and then come down there to test, right? And then they say we found, like, take me, man. Last week, you found out it's a switch fucked up.
It's easy for BT to say that. He don't own a car.
Huh?
BT, you own a car.
Well,
it's easy to say that.
You might as well not own now, you son of a bitch. You ain't ready.
He could pack his camera for easy. He don't own a car. That's why he's talk crazy like that. Get a car. Then you can talk.
Well, the thing is, hold on a second.
Fuck up. If you ain't racing, and you got a car, what good is it doing you?
But here, let me speak on this real quick.
You might as well not have now.
Hey, playboy, I'm racing.
Who you race? Who in the fuck have you raced this year? Who?
We haven't started yet. BET, we haven't started yet, BET. June 7th, we start.
Ah, shit, Wayne had a race up there, goddammit, last this month. So what the fuck is you saying? You ain't racing nothing. Talking about some June. Lay your motherfucking ass down.
I was there.
You ain't racing no motherfucking body.
I had oil pressure, but I got oil pressure on the 7th. You come up on the 7th. You bring something. Bring your car.
You ain't got shit. You ain't got shit but a rambling ass mouth, man. You ain't got shit. That's all you been doing is fucking talking.
All you guys are Polaroid.
I'm doing something with that motherfucker every week.
Hey, don't be mad at me if you wig puppeteer.
You got oil pressure, but you on jack stand. The fuck good is it doing you?
God,
with your thumb stuck up there.
Well, y'all ain't shit down there, man.
You ain't shit.
East Side Strain was talking.
Eastside Strangers ain't did shit, ain't gonna do shit. Just talk. Wanna be relevant.
Let your cars with the run out the back door. That's all you got to do is come on up here and see me.
Be relevant.
We gotta kill that background noise.
You don't need radio shows and talk like you goddamn it doing something. You ain't doing nothing but talking, man.
No, you trying to tell somebody we need to travel. Y'all need to travel. Just like Kimo said, man, nobody can just travel every weekend and test our cars down here, man. Come on. And you even own the car, so you ain't even about the traveling.
What the fuck we need to come way the fuck up there and listen at you talk, man?
Yeah.
Why? All we got to do is tune into the radio to hear that.
We got, look, we have quarter-mile track, so we can come at the 8th mile up here.
I wouldn't give a fuck if you had a mile track. You still don't race on the motherfucker. You ain't raised no motherfucker.
No,
back.
It cut off. No, I feel like,
why the fuck
we got quarter mile tracks, man. We could take care of the 8th and a quarter up here, man.
You can't do shit but talk. But you ain't show shit. You ain't did shit. Fuck you talking about.
You ain't did shit.
I'm headed to the goddamn race tomorrow.
Me too. I'll see you down there.
Is you going? Is you going?
Yeah, I'll see you down there.
Right. I hold my goddamn breath. He dead in the sun, bitch.
Yes.
Waiting on you to get down there.
So, BT,
hey,
let me ask this question.
Go ahead, Taylor.
Now, what I want to say is this. You know, maybe BET doesn't have a car, but he does speak for a lot of cars. So I think we have to be careful when we say he doesn't have anything, because he can get a car to a track. Granted, you know, it's not his, but he's got access to cars.
He got booking rights.
So yeah, he's got that. So, and I understand,
yeah,
what we're
know,
saying.
We all know BET, and we've been knowing him for the longest. You know, he got booking rights on Wick and Tony Bynes, so technically he got cars. It's just which
one
you want to lock in with.
Just be careful where you, because he could get a car. He could have a car on the track ready to go. But in saying that, BET, basically with the South, they don't have to travel anywhere. So does that make them the prime racing group in the country?
No, I wouldn't say prime. I say we do more racing down here than anywhere else. Now, I don't know what time y'all season start, or do y'all race all year round in California? I don't know. I ain't never been down there. I ain't never seen.
They take December off.
Okay.
And, you know, depending on the weather, because sometimes it rains in the early part of the year, hit and miss.
Right.
But, yeah, we really don't have the restrictions like everybody else. We're almost kind of like the same with you guys.
Right.
Outside of the rain.
But y'all do a lot of index racing out there. Or grid.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Well, a little, you know, because of the track we have lack of out here, it's more street racing out here. And, you know, then they have the index racing and stuff like that. But, you know, until we're able to get tracks to jump on board, which we're working on, and we're getting close to doing grudge races out here, it's limited. We got 2 quarter-mile tracks, and the 8th mile track we have is done at the end of the season, but that track's not a good grudge track, because of the shutdown area, it won't hold a lot of cars that I've seen at the event, just shutdown area wise. Some of the cars would have to grab their chute at the 3:30 just to make sure they stop at the end. But, you know, for the most part, I mean, we have it going on. Chad's been on fire, man, in that 8.5 class. I think out of the 5 races, he's won one. and been in the Final Four the rest of the times. He's got to be sitting on top in points.
Oh, hey. Dad doing his thing, man.
No, Mr. Hollywood now, he can't call in. So if he's listening, he needs to call in.
Ain't he building a turbo car, Tail?
What's that?
I said, ain't he doing a turbo car?
Yeah. He's building that car right now. It's a turbo Mustang car. With a small block Ford.
What is I hear about next weekend, Street Outlaws coming up there?
They're
supposed to be coming up here to Detroit. I don't know how it's gonna go down because all the fast guys, they at the track, and they run on the street, so I don't know how that's gonna go down.
They're going on the street. Junior Wichita was picked to run that shootout. I mean that thing.
Your boy Junior Kimo.
Yeah.
Chucky and them got all that set up.
Yeah.
Chucky going on the street too?
Yeah,
all them boys. They're supposed to take 8 cars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Out of 20?
Yeah.
No, just 8 out of theirs. I don't know if there's some more cars coming from Chicago going to be here or whatever. But they want 8 cars out of Detroit. Then they're going to pick the ones out that they want to be on the show. So we don't know.
Yeah,
who
they're
What about Wayne? Wayne ain't going to be in it?
Yeah, that's a part of Chucky's crew. All them boys all together.
Nah. Wayne do his own thing. Chucky do his thing, and Wayne do his own thing. I don't know if Wayne.
Wayne's supposed to be a part of the Street Outlaw thing, from what I heard.
Well, I'm saying, ain't Wayne on the phone now?
No. But not how that's gonna go, because. Well, I remember Teo's telling me they have so many security where people can't see what's going on. They're giving out only.
I'll tell you how it's going to work.
Everybody
in California.
Up.
Huh?
This is how it goes down. If you're racing, you have your car, and you get 2 people with you. So a total of 3. Now, they go to a street. And this TV show, they get a permit, and they turn that street into a TV set. So they put the big lights up. You got the police for security. They got an ambulance on site. All the stuff that you don't have a street race. Okay? Then what they do is they'll take, they did New Orleans, 20 cars, and they get to pick however many they're going to do. They're going to do 6 cars, 8 cars, out of that 20. So by doing that, they're going to take the slowest cars out of that. Because they're playing and betting not to lose. Hold on a sec. Hold on. What's going on, champ? Wait, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
What's going on, champ?
Can you hear me, Tao?
Yeah. What's going on, babe?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Oh, nothing, man. Oklahoma going to invade Detroit.
Yeah, Oklahoma going to Detroit. I thought I heard.
Wait, what was that
They got some plan up there with said Brian Daly put it together, Chucky. They gonna raise the Street Outlaw.
Well, yeah, that's the thing I'm talking about. Been talking about. Yeah, and they don't want to go to the real racetrack and get their ass scun up. But I know I got out that lockout with Chuck. I ain't talking about that though. But he want to get on Street Outlaw. That's what I'm talking about them boys up there. They some Street Outlaw boys. Brian, David, Chuck, all them boys. They need to get their ass to this track. We headed over to Montgomery the fuck these boys up right here. Real life, real shit, not the TV shit.
Well, you ain't got to worry about that.
Now, I would get on Street Outlaws if they came to Memphis, right? I ain't going to sit here and lie like I would. But I won't take none of that fast shit to the street. We'll take Lil Baby over there. See, Lil Baby been a street car. He'll always been a street car. We run this track. He ain't got no cage and everything. But we wouldn't take none of our fast cars to the street and play around with them boys like that. We bring them to the track, though. We run them at the track. Anybody from Street Outlaws, I don't give a fuck who they is. We run them at the track, you know. But, yeah, Brian Davis and them, man, them boys going to the street with their race cars and things, man. Them, they ain't got to go to the goddamn street.
Okay.
They bring their ass to that motherfucking track.
They'll
think Street Outlaw. They think it'd be Street Outlaw. It'd be a movie, goddamn it, all right.
Hey, well, I'll tell you this
Junior.
You know, Chucky got to have insurance on his money, man. He ain't going nowhere. He ain't got no insurance on it. He ain't going to move.
Yeah, he going to Street Outlaw to put a foul on the street, you know. But I know first thing he going to say, hey, you know, I locked in the run. You like, I did. I can't say he did do that, you know.
Now, Witch, you can't go and get on him because he will race, but, you know, they was asking you to come up, and Jay Bond told you not to. Now,
no.
And then they, now, listen.
The weather told him not to, Chemo.
Well, he didn't show up either, though, Chemo.
Yeah, but he will. You know, me and him ain't a partner.
I'll be back up to August 9th, so we're going to see him again. All that talking and all that bullshit, all that shit will be over with. August 9th, I'll be back up there.
Is you coming July the 26th?
Mm-hmm.
You coming July 26th?
I don't know. That's gonna be tight. You know, I'm goddamn scratching my head. You know, I don't know. I can't promise that, but August 9th, I know I'm gonna be there.
Okay.
But $10,000 free dollars. Shit me. Like, I ain't coming. I'm coming with some shit too. I'm coming up there with some shit. BET, we gonna have some shit with them when we get up there August 9th. Ain't gonna be no.
Goddamn right. No. I already know. We ain't fucking around that day.
Yeah, $10,000 for free, no entry guarantee. Shit, you don't get no better than that.
That's just fucking up our little Tony's race, though. But that's all right. You know what I'm saying? What can you do?
Yeah,
well, I mean,
that
I'm giving away $10,000 too now.
Yeah, it's
me, BET. He guaranteed he is too. He's going to have a good
voice.
Race, you know. You know, he's going to have a good event. Lil Tony always has a successful race, you know. I ain't saying we ain't going to Lil Tony race either now. I'm not saying we not going to go. But, you know, I know it's going to be tight, you know. Them 2 days kind of close to young, him being and Lil Tony, you know. Them days, they're going to be kind of tight, so. I don't know, you know, I'm going to see how it go. I know I feel like I owe Wayne fans, you know, to come up there, you know, since we missed that, you know, that rain date and thing. And I just feel like, you know, I owe that to the fans up there. So I know I want to be there on that date. And then it's, like I said, free money. So, you know, I ain't got to put nothing up. But them boys' ass, they ain't got nothing to put their ass up. And I go into the ass, and then, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, like I said, them boys doing a lot of, they street outlawing up there, man. They can take their old cars to the street and, you know, or whatever. That was them fake, that was them goddamn kid girls races do. They run to the street and get on TV and tell them to get his ass to the track. Ryan Davis, get your head to Holly Springs. You didn't work enough. You didn't put in enough hours here. You should be up. Get your head to Holly Springs where I can detonate your head. Come at you on truth. Your ass straight on to Holly Springs. Why would we do today? He came to Holly Springs, but he didn't come with his car. It was a class race. You know, I ain't tripping about that, but I would have went to his ass. I would have told him, hold up. Y'all indeed, you look. Let me and him get it on real quick. So fuck them up.
After they ran him out the house of Hook, he ain't been seen no more. He ain't been back out since then.
Man, that man been in the bushes ever since he left the house of Hook.
That motherfucker threw his ass in the bushes.
That motherfucker been in the bushes, man. But I ain't crying, you know, I ain't ragging on him. He did come out and make a little noise, you know what I'm saying? But we finna go up here, goddamn, to Alabama and shut this mother. I know they got an ambush waiting on me over here. They think I'm crazy. They think I'm slow. They got an ambush waiting on me. It's about four Alabama motherfuckers over here waiting on us. And we gonna get their ass up off of us. Ain't gonna be no ambush like they think.
Hey, they said that Final Round in the shootout down there Tony Wright had a bye run to the final. And then they said that Lil Rick had to get past had to get past Lawyer, so there you go. Lil Rick and Tony Wright in the final.
Tony Wright get in the final. There had to be a bye, and somebody had to
he got a bye. He put Dog out first round. And then he got a bye in the final.
Cool nobody been in there for him to make it to the goddamn final.
Would you be talking like Tony Wright just a bum or something?
Man, Tony Wright ain't hitting on shit.
We'll know here in a little bit,
goddamn it. I got anybody wanna bet? I got 500 Rick kill him.
With who?
I know damn well somebody like that now. Somebody on here like Tony right now.
I got 500
Rick
kill him.
I've seen too many times
where he done choked in the final
round. And
line.
I ain't gonna do none of that goddamn Kadarius. What his name? Javonte. I ain't gonna do none of that shit. I'm gonna send you your money.
Deontay?
Yeah, Deontay. Yeah. I ain't gonna do none of that bullshit.
Man,
hey, Kimo, you ought to find that motherfucker and whoop his ass for Roy James, man.
That's okay. Next time we have to chat, Kimo, I'm gonna show you who that guy is, man.
Don't just show him. Take a picture of somebody and hit him in his goddamn mouth with his mouth full of.
I take Tony for 100-901. When you come up here, man,
who's
Melvin, man? I take Tony right.
I take Lil Rick for 100.
All right, and then when you come up here on the knife, man, we'll pay off on whatever the bet is when you show up at that race. All right.
All right, that's a bit.
All right.
Man, yeah. Get the fuck Tony right up. I knew I was gonna be able to fuck him up one day, some kind of way. I'm going to call this fucking Tony Wright up on KO show. Call Johnny. Hey, Johnny on this motherfucker, BT. BT, get Johnny on this motherfucker.
That's how they going to answer no phone. He ain't going to answer no phone.
Get that motherfucker. Oh, I'm going to bet that
motherfucker ain't
going to
answer no phone.
And they both come to Montgomery tomorrow, so goddamn it, 500, goddamn. He can give me my money in Montgomery tomorrow.
I'll try to tell her if I drive 50, with it.
Who is that?
Who is that, DJ?
Yes.
Yeah, DJ Grant.
No, it won't cost you 100, DJ Grant. I take that 50 now.
Yeah, you saw me, bitch.
We'll take that 50, DJ. We'll take that 50.
Yeah. I'm going to try for like 50.
Let me take your 50, DJ, while we on our way over there. We're on the road now.
Let me tell y'all something, man. It's everybody from Huntsville done called me, and since the Huntsville shut down, they all coming this way. I said, no, have mercy.
Yeah, I'm already over there. We already there. We just en route ourselves.
Okay.
Them gangsters over there. Yeah, they do.
We all have us a real good time tomorrow, man. I mean, it's getting, because mine's getting called all day long, man.
Yep.
Oh yeah, you gonna do good. You gonna do good this time, DJ. You gonna do good this time. Like I said, they've been calling my goddamn phone, man. I'm talking about. Hey, you there, BT? You on the way, BT? BT, what's going on? Anybody coming? What's going on, man? I said, man, you gotta get here to see this goddamn shit, man. It's gonna be all the same.
Yeah. Hey, where Mark at? He in Louisiana.
We gonna be there tomorrow?
No, he had to go see his brother.
Okay, no problem. I just have to holler at you, man. It's sweet. I'll catch up with you over there tomorrow.
All right. Okay, yeah, he had to go see his brother.
Okay.
The craziest part is, with, I ain't heard nothing from my boy CeCe, man. Where the hell? Have y'all heard his name of CeCe?
Yeah, hey,
you ain't gonna hear nothing from that motherfucker.
DJ.
I heard from him, DJ. He called me, I think it was Thursday night. He said, yeah, they'll be there.
They'll be there. Okay, good. And I surely heard, I'm like, I ain't heard nothing from him since y'all locked the race in.
Yeah,
he called me Thursday night.
He said they'll be there.
Good deal.
DJ, your car going to be ready for your race, or you?
Nah, it's not. I'd probably debut my car up north. I'm gonna try to make Dan Lynch on his race. Yes, sir.
Hey DJ, you think your car be ready June 29th?
Yeah, I'm planning on being at Business Race and Latona's race.
I said June 29th.
Ain't that Latona's June 29th?
June 29th.
Yeah. It should be ready in June, sometime in June.
I got a race in Holly Springs. I think we're gonna unveil the shorty and the candy cane over there. I think we probably had them over there. And I was just gonna see, we were gonna invite you to unveil your new piece if you wanted to. We could have an unveiling session. Yeah.
If I'm ready, I'll be there.
Yeah. DJ.
Yes.
That's layman turn for down on your ass, he's going to go.
I know it.
Oh, no. This is a loot and greet. I'm not allowed to draw on you. In which I am anyway, but I'm not allowed to draw on you.
I'm inviting you to test and tune.
And try to get your shit down in at a good track. That way you can try to get a good reading on it.
I'll be the first to say, if I'm there with the car, I can guarantee you 200% it's already dialed in and ready. I can assure you.
You're not gonna see me
in that car at the same time that bitch ain't on steel and ready. I can assure you that.
Shit.
You see me and you see that car? That bitch is race ready. I ain't gotta go up and down. Ain't no, like as BET would say, ain't no more hucking and bucking.
Hey,
more of
that. Yeah, well, one thing about it, I might not be ready, but I'm gonna go. Shit. That motherfucker got to make a decent pass. I'm trying to go.
That's it.
If I'm ready, I'll be there.
Hey, Sleepy, you still out there?
Do what now?
Hey, Sleepy, still out there?
It's a high of like 82 degrees tomorrow, so we all have a real good day. Ain't gonna be too hot.
82 degrees is just nice. Perfect.
Yeah, that's the high. That's the hottest it'll get.
That's perfect, yeah.
That's still a good day.
And I don't think it even get that hot until like about 6 o'clock. So it's going to try to creep up to 82, 83.
and then after that, it's gonna start going back out.
Hey, Wick, when you come up north, man, are you going out the back door?
No, I ain't going out the back door. Well, I don't know. If I bring one of my motors up there that got the dry sump on it, yeah, I will. But if I bring one of the motors that don't have the dry sump, I can't. So my engine builder say it ain't enough oil in the pan without the dry sump on it before I can back door.
So, okay. just trying to get an understanding. I was just trying to find out, because that's what our topic was tonight, why you guys don't go out the back door. So that's a good explanation right there. It ain't enough oil in the oil pan.
Right.
I was trying to explain to the boys, you know, that going out the back door, how it affects the motors running that other, you know, eighth of a mile down.
But let me say this too, though. You know, a lot of the guys up north, which I don't mind personally, however somebody want to race as far as I'm concerned, but at the same time, how much racing out the back door up north is they really even doing now up there?
None.
Not that, none.
They looking for excuses, DJ. They looking for excuses.
Yeah,
I mean, motherfuckers ain't racing a quarter mile, ain't racing 8 miles, shit.
Oh, man.
On these goddamn radio.
Now, that's what I think.
They racing to push the one button, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right, Mel. That's what the motherfucker racing for. First motherfucker get in the car, get in the queue. Oh, bitch. Like that motherfucker that talk that shit at me. Come out the east side strangler. I ain't did shit. Real motherfucker ass. Talk to me, boy.
I think they ducking.
Man, what y'all got really understanding, man. I mean, in the last 4 or 5 years, man, these cars have made leaps. I mean, it ain't been no baby step.
Man, that goddamn Rick just had the gas on the motherfucker, man.
No.
Oh, man, pay me. Pay me.
That wasn't his winning. That wasn't the final pass. They just showed the second round pass against the lawyer. How he got to the final. Man, Rick paid his ass on the
ball. Damn, I talked over that money.
It ain't came up yet. That was him getting to the final. He ran a lawyer. Ran that gold Camaro.
Oh, no, you know what about
Camaro, that? 29 car.
What about this week, man?
That goddamn little bitch. I can fool over there. That goddamn plane just spun a bitch up. Money, baby. That's money, baby.
It's definitely going to be interesting this weekend or tomorrow.
Hey, man, I need to get Johnny on this phone, man. Please get Johnny on the phone, man.
Man, I'm trying to. Theo, you got Johnny's number?
No, I don't have it.
Can you call him?
I don't have his number.
I'm there. Can you call out?
Yeah. Let me see. Wait, hold on. Let me figure.
9803.
Okay.
290.
Okay.
1900.
All right, man. Who are we calling?
Johnny.
All right, man. We're calling right now.
Hold on.
Hey,
He's ready to run the finals, though, right?
Yeah, I guess we're going to run the finals. Yeah, we're going to run the finals.
All right.
Well, good luck, Johnny, man. Y'all take care of your business with your car and stuff. And y'all be safe.
How long we going to be, Johnny?
Oh, good.
My hand will be that long.
Subject for a bit, because I want to get back to this. But I hope and pray that Detroit fucks up Oklahoma next week.
You what now?
I said I hope and pray to God Detroit fucks up Oklahoma City next week.
Ooh.
Don't get bought out.
It'll be interesting. All I'm going to say. Don't be interesting.
Well, you can hang that up because it's their TV show, so they're going to pay enough money for them to win.
Yeah, you know what?
Who going to run
they
the
sure
truck?
Don't talk about who going to Chicago.
Who going to run the truck? Where are they going to put the truck up against Chucky?
I don't know.
DJ,
yeah,
you call
gonna
me.
Lose. Yeah, Chucky going to lose the prom truck.
You call me DJ, you looking for me.
That'd be a good head up race for farm truck and Chucky, Ron.
I said I appreciate you asking Johnny that question.
What? Was he coming to
What's something wrong with his car? No. On the race. For my
yeah, I asked him what's something wrong with it. I got my money locked up now. What can I do? You know, I can
yeah,
pay the
clock
off. What was it? 10 on 100, right?
Yeah, y'all locked,
yeah,
DJ. That's what
I'm
gonna
ask. Question. I'm like, who just said? I thought we was locked in 10 on 100. I'm gonna pay my $10 punk out of the place.
What time the track open, DJ? What time the track open tomorrow?
I was going to open the gates at 11, but I'm going to probably be there about 9:30.
9:30, okay. Well, yeah, I'll be right there at your ass, goddamn, getting my $50.
Turn up, turn the right, turn up. Let me call, turn the right, tell them, turn them on up.
Hey, what's Turbo Tim bringing, DJ?
The little Mustang and the G-Body.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard y'all gonna ambush my ass over there.
No,
but nigga got a little Mo over there with him.
Come on,
uh-huh.
Man. Go.
Yeah, y'all think y'all trying to fuck me up, my boy. I'm finna come up out this motherfucking ambush.
ain't gonna tell them. I was looking at the promo BET did today. Boy, that damn that dude ain't getting out that gate now. Yeah, buddy. Junior ain't bullshit coming out that hole. I said, ooh, I watched it two or three times. I said him a minute now. It's a lot you can see. Just a little bit of, I said, it was just a little short little clip. I said, shit. Junior ain't bullshit.
I try not to make it too long for smart motherfucker like you.
Shoot.
All right, they're waiting in staging. Realtree just said they're waiting in staging.
They pulling through and they go through stage.
We'll get some background noise right now. I'll be watching TV.
I just posted on here. Come on, 901 bad boy.
Yes, sir. We taking all bets.
So they getting ready to go off out there? They're in Florida?
I wish I had time right now. I text his ass. Said, boy, you finna get a 901 bad boy's ass whooping.
How many races you got lined up for tomorrow, Whit?
Shit, I forgot. I don't know how to tick. We locked in with two. Tony Bynes. We got the Predator locked in with Thriller. And then we got to run Turbo Tim, the white Mustang with the Predator. And we're gonna run all this shit. We're gonna run Turbo TMG body. We'll run Butt Naked. And run Tony Bynes Thriller car. And then we'll probably run CC number day over there too. Mm-hmm. But the track gonna have to stay on late because we ain't doing nothing in that heat.
Nah.
They give me the 12 o'clock, I'd knock all them motherfuckers off. 12 o'clock, it'll be a done deal. We knock all them motherfuckers off. We're going to come home with cash or we're going to come home sad, goddamn.
Now, there's no show on Sundays, DJ?
We might have to book a special one. BET going to have a special show tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Hey, BET.
Yeah. Who's that DJ? DJ with that shit, man. I ain't going to have time to run no goddamn show.
He's trying to get rid of you, ain't he?
Yeah.
Little Tony got a show tomorrow.
Somebody call me, I'll call Little Tony's show tomorrow, I'll tell y'all exactly what's going on. Hey man, hey DJ, why y'all always get y'all races on Sunday down there?
That's how we race. It depends on the track. Like Holly Springs is a Sunday track. Montgomery is a Sunday track. And the rest of them Saturday tracks here. How's the Hook is Saturday track.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Most of these tracks Sunday track now. A lot of these tracks Sunday track.
All right.
I know Holly Springs a Sunday track. So Darlington, that's a Saturday track. You know. Tracks like that. But that's why we do them on Sunday for the spectators.
Okay.
Now they trying to play crazy. They trying to play crazy like they don't know what 901 I'm talking about.
They know what the fuck you're talking about.
Why, is there another one?
Yeah.
They'll put $901 up. They'll know which one you talking about then.
That's right.
They gonna say, oh. He said, oh, yeah, about that bullshit 901 picking up Lil Rick a few months back. DT, the only one remembered that.
Yeah.
I told that mother, okay. I told that mother, you, I said, you going to remember after this.
Tell him to bet $901. That's what I'm going to start locking my razors in, too. $901 on 3,000. Yep. Now gave me an idea right then. We locking all our razors in, $901. You can't lock in 901, you ain't getting no lock.
Me.
And don't make that $1 in pennies.
That way, it's no misunderstanding. We already know what it is. 901.
Yeah, 901. Yeah. We already know what it is.
Ain't no discussion on the lockup.
That's pretty substantial amount of money locked in.
Nah, that's like $1,000 or something, you know, $901.
I know, but I'm saying that's pretty good right there.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, that's a decent lockup, right? You're right, Kimo. That's a decent lockup.
You know what? I want to see somebody come up to you and give you $900. You'd be like, you owe me a dollar. Go bring $900 to me. I said 901.
No, I won't be paying that, though. It won't be no goddamn...
No, not you.
Yeah. They'll be paying it, and I'm going to want that one. That one, goddamn it, to go for, for the keys.
Man, I right, some music in the background.
Hey, man.
Hey, y'all. Kimo.
Has it? Yeah.
Hey, are they coming to talk to you guys about racing? Are they actually racing that weekend?
Are they doing what?
Is Oklahoma, are they coming up there to talk to you guys? Are they bringing their cars?
I guess they bringing the cars. I really don't know nothing about it. I just know Junior and them folks is racing it. That's some shit Chucky set up. I don't know. I ain't into that shit. I ain't going on the street with nothing.
Come on, fellas.
Well, they get the street and they block it off like the night before. And those guys are all testing. Oklahoma's testing on it all night.
Man.
And then they come the next day for the race.
Yeah, I heard something like of that nature, but I don't know. I don't keep up with that shit.
So they block the road off the night before, let the guys that's coming up, let them test on the street all night. So they get their car down.
Brian Davis supposed to rent it Milan before they can test the day before at Milan. I guess I don't know if that's the guys up. Who was a boosted GT or something? I heard him.
He's
out
of Texas.
Radio.
No, they're gonna. What they do is they did out here. They get that permit, like I said. They turn the street into a TV set, just like they're gonna film a movie. So it's all blocked off. It's not street racing. Like the cops are coming, bullshit. They'll tell you that. But the cops do it all security.
They only going to race the cars that they know they going to win with? That's what you were saying?
Yep.
Oh, really? So the
anybody out there, Kimo, anybody out there that's got a fast car that may have a chance against them, they won't race. They're going to race a car that if they spin, they'll still be able to catch. That's how they roll.
Oh, really?
Yep. The reason why they do it this way now, because they bought off Texas, they bought off California, and now people were on to them. Because all the money they showed them racing, like when they raced them for $5,000, $3,000, all this stuff, when the show was over, they gave them their money back. because they were already getting
really?
Paid.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So now what they do is, so they don't pay you, they take 20 cars, and they'll pick their 6 or 8, whatever they're bringing up, and then they're going to match up that way.
Hey, wait, I got a fish on the line. I got a fish on the line. How much you want to hit him for?
What's that?
Wait, I got a fish on the line.
You betting with Tony Wright?
Huh? Hey, you betting with Tony Wright? Oh, I got a fish on the line betting with Tony Wright.
That's what I'm asking. How much they want to bet?
That's what I'm asking you. Want me to go and throw it out there?
Yeah, hell yeah.
He asked me what I'm talking about. What I got in mind, I mean.
About 200. I don't
want to
scare him off.
Don't scare him off.
200. And I hope he's me and Montgomery tomorrow.
Hey, K.O., sound like Whitney doing the show too, shit.
Yeah.
We're doing a live show. We're doing a live goddamn show.
Sorry, he's got to make his money, man. Got to love him for that.
Hey, the motherfucker already in the car and said the car, bro. They still got a motherfucker talking about he going to bet.
Hell yeah.
Stupid ass motherfucker.
They didn't say the car was broke. The car ain't broke. It's just jumping off of the ground. The whole thing jumping off the ground.
Yeah, it ain't broke. He just ain't got his chest. You know, he ain't got it. Going, you know, like he need to go. Car ain't broke. Hell, he still could win. Shit. Little Ricky, red light across the center lane. Any goddamn thing.
Okay, man.
What
are
little Rick red light?
Shit, I lose.
We definitely going to see Chucky on TV then pretty soon.
I'm going to be dodging DJ Grant ass at the track.
Fuck Chucky. I'm going to draw on Chucky ass. Fuck him.
Yeah, you going to knock him off, Kimbo?
You
going to take care of him, Kimbo?
You better draw on your motherfucker up there.
That's right.
You better whoop everybody up there.
Step Tony, that's your teammate, that's your guy there. But everybody else, you should. All right, they pulling in stages. The guy was crying about the right lane. I hit him with that 200. That's something they ain't hit back yet. He said he'll bet 100. Okay.
Bet him. Tell him bet.
They on the line right now?
They going in the stage now. Rick got right lane.
Man, it don't matter what lane Rick got. That man will go down a dirt road, man. That man went down battlefield. That man set a track record at that motherfucker.
You must got one of them cars hooked up in the car wash.
Hell yeah, that motherfucker can go. The Rick got him. He know his shit.
Is somebody there right now? Because I don't hear nothing.
No, ain't nobody on the phone at the starting line, tell.
Okay.
They pulling in the station. I'm on Facebook, top of the real tree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tell real tree to hurry up, goddammit. Just type faster.
Well, you ain't got a word. They be telling us we collecting the goddamn. See how easy that is, Chemo? I make $250 over the phone.
And don't do nothing.
Just lay back and ride. Make $250. You tell me grudge raising ain't good to me.
All right, you know Big Boy would be with Candy Crush and Cot with.
Yeah, big boy, yeah.
He on here trying to hit my duck up. He trying to hit my duck up. My duck won't bet him. He said, nah, bud. He ain't bet him.
Yeah, bud, stay out of our business. Tell Bud to have his ass in Montgomery tomorrow. We'll run his ass, too. That was Bud.
I think they going to Orangeburg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Heard about them going to Orangeburg. Come on now, Real Tree.
Come on, Real Tree, hit back, man. Man, they must be bullshitting over there. What the hell going on now?
I don't know why you guys crazy tomorrow, man.
Real Tree,
man,
put you down, BET.
All that goddamn Tony Wright bullshitting. That's what he doing.
That was Tony Wright doing, snarling out, cleaning out in the light and all that bullshit. That shit ain't gonna work with Lurie. that man take 15 minutes to pull in the goddamn to suck a mug.
Y'all better not let Tony Wright win, boy. That motherfucker, I can hear him talking right now if he wins.
Man, that motherfucker win. He can hit the lottery. He could have hit the lottery tonight.
Boy, y'all ever let Tony Wright get a hold of a good race car? Whoa, baby.
Bring me a bottle of water.
I think he got a good race car. He just got to keep it right. That's all that is, ain't he?
Yeah. He got a decent car. Tony Wright got a good car.
I thought he was going to get somebody to help him.
Y'all made it to the Alabama line yet?
Yeah, we crossed. No, hell no, we ain't made no Alabama. We just passed a Tupelo, mother.
Man, y'all bullshit.
Tupelo,
yeah,
Mississippi.
Yeah, we been bullshit.
Yeah, y'all bullshit.
So, Kimo, when you gonna take Chucky out?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, driver. Move out of the way. Yeah. I'm gonna race Chucky.
I mean, you ain't locked him in yet. When you gonna lock him in?
I'll make this pass.
All right.
I'm just tired of these motherfuckers all doing all this shit up here and ain't beat nobody. Got a name like they somebody. Fuck all that shit.
Yeah, I know that motherfucker ain't got no win record at all. When he was down there at Mike Hill's race, he got a couple of them one pipe boys. He put them on the trailer. But shit, when he got around, and I think that was legal weapon or whatever. Shit, that motherfucker wasn't like. Better go home get some nitrous.
Fulton boy. Fulton boy knocked him out.
Yeah, okay.
Now Chucky got damn dick across the street.
Fulham boy let Chucky leave and come and got it, didn't he?
Yeah.
But see, that's why he know he ain't going to be able to say that with me. He figured it.
I know. They ain't race report or nothing.
Now everybody trying to get a bet on now. I'm telling you what's going on now. That goddamn Tony Wright over there bullshitting, man. That man bullshitting. He's calling the
race. Hey, man, y'all leave Tony Wright alone, boy.
Tony Wright
talk shit with the best of, boy.
Tony Wright finna make us some money.
That man know he's finna get his ass whipped.
Tony Wright finna turn that 900 loose.
He got his A-game on right now, man. Lou Rick's the baddest motherfucker out there, man. I'm going to tell you that right now.
See that right now.
That motherfucker,
y'all can believe that if you want to. Y'all can doubt it, bet against it if you want to. Motherfucker. They ain't bullshitting this year.
Yeah, they ain't bullshitting.
But Tony Wright, the one that stopped Cold Killer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he stopped Cold Killer, but Lil Rick trying to run Cold Killer right now.
Cold Killer better not goddamn breathe loud.
Better not breathe.
Yeah, what? He have his ass over there tomorrow talking shit. I'm gonna goddamn it mail him ass whooping too.
Oh, shit. Matt, y'all better get Tight Man on the line. Tight Man should be. I bet you Tight Man tell y'all on some bullshit.
Tight Man know Liberty want to run Real Tree. They gonna run. They already said when they get ready, they gonna set something up. Cause it's too mad to go to Michigan or something. They gonna race.
Chris Tootin was up and putting Chucky on some more nitrous systems.
Probably was. They gonna need it.
Wow.
They damn sure
they still haven't got that off yet.
Hey, yeah, nah, they still ain't did nothing. KO?
Nah, they ain't did nothing, KO. These motherfuckers over here hating, talking about Rick on Red Light and
It takes a minute to get the wood.
Hey, Rick already know what he got to do. Rick ain't said that shit.
Y'all know Tony Wright known to have a rabbit foot in his pocket, goddamn.
Well, yeah, he can win. That's what I call it. He can win, man. I ain't doubting that.
Call Johnny back, KO.
Let me see if I can...
I'm gonna find out what the hell bullshit again. The hell going on?
You know what? I can't call back because we're not on the live feed right now.
Okay.
On, baby.
After hour.
Let me grab another line real quick, guys. The 404. 6782. Your mic's open.
What's up? I'm just speaking. It's me, Mr. Support.
Oh, shit. Hey, Tyson. You better pat her down.
That's SS, ain't it?
Yeah, you better pat her down, man. You don't want no concealed weapons or anything. What's going
Tyson
on, girl?
Ready to get off the line now.
Y'all doing tonight?
Tyson in the bushes now, ain't he?
Oh, no, I'm here.
I'm almost done. We got the mold in the club. All I got to do now is put the belts on and hook the starter up and put the silver cap on, and we got that.
Uh-oh. We're going to have oil pressure soon.
Oh, yeah, my mechanic, I still have oil pressure. I'm going to let my mechanic come over and crank the car, so if he's not busy, he'll be over tomorrow, Monday. And then, you know, it's on from there. Time to start testing, Tony.
What is that?
Now, listen,
man.
Don't go running my females off my show.
Oh, okay.
He can't run me nowhere. I ain't scared.
No. That's a lady. The dog say
be cutting good lights and stuff?
She's got a show in Atlanta.
Huh?
No, she got a show in Atlanta, Kimo.
Okay.
So when are you firing it up? You firing it up tomorrow?
If not tomorrow, it'll definitely be Monday. It's been a long, when I tell you, I know I probably got bags, biggest trash bags under my eyes. I've been up from seeing like a week straight trying to get this car together. My block came Tuesday.
Wow.
And my cam came Tuesday. I got lucky. Everything came at the same time. So my mechanic had it back to me the next day. It's just been, I'm just tired. I'm ready to ride.
What up, Miss Lucy?
Hey, Miss Lady. Can you give us an update on Shut Up and Race over there, Easton?
They said 3D Charles Whoop Money. Hype Man went down there. He said it was a lot of people wrecked today. But the biggest race that he told me about was 3D Racing and Money. Money Lost. Yeah, I didn't. Because I was missing my car trying to get it together.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm going to see if I can get Hype Man on the line. Hold on.
Yeah, bring him in.
Hey, man, somebody tell Tony Wright to get his ass in them bugs, man. God damn.
Huh? No, I'm still on. Hey, I'm still on, but what do you need? What do you need? Okay, I'll do it right now.
Tony Wright. We want to know what's happening before KO closed the show out, God damn it. Fucking ass in them buns. So wait a minute, BT. You say all Tony Wright got to do is turn the staging bulbs on, and Lil Rick gonna do the rest.
Yes, sir. Tony Wright can cut his goddamn 004, 006, all the fuck he want to.
He gonna drive
and,
around me.
The rig gonna light his motherfucking ass up 60 foot.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He gonna burn the rest of the paint off that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Ain't no paint on it.
They had the greasy prints, the fingerprints, the greasy fingerprints.
The Lil Rico fans today, he's going to have ghost flames
on that motherfucker.
Hey, that boy said he finna call the track and see what the hell going on.
Lil Rick.
Say Tony Wright, put some oil on the track.
Look at this motherfucker, the bag got the bet, man. Come on, man. I need to cuss this motherfucker out, man. This motherfucker come out, no bet.
Hey, BT, you've turned the bet off, too, if you seen Tony Wright go up there and do some dumb shit.
Man, hell, man, goddamn. This motherfucker. Well,
Tony Wright probably up there smoking like a freight train. Every time I see that damn car, that motherfucker puffing like a freight train.
Freight train. Motherfucker ain't smoking at the locomotive.
Man.
That nigga putting coal in his goddamn hood.
Hey, man, I seen a motherfucker tell Tony Wright and them, he sell candy. He sell 3 stages of candy. I said, this motherfucker was crazy.
Stays a candy. Good God Almighty. That nigga the ultimate candy man then, ain't he?
Yeah. He told Tony Wright and the Rock that I sell candy. I sell 3 stages of candy.
All right, like they're in the water box now. All right, they're in the water box. They're in the water box.
That don't mean they gonna race.
Sound like Tony Wright got down there to be Tony Mike.
Now they making excuses talking about Tony Wright hurt.
Shit.
I'm so they was so talking.
So y'all gonna call it
in the water box.
Be Tony. So they gonna be Tony left tonight, huh?
Tony was just talking. He was just talking the shit on DJ Grant and said he found the problem.
Tony Wright, fuck around, pull a rabbit out on y'all ass.
They want to know what happened in Easter, right? They want to know what happened in Easter with the races.
Shit, goddamn, somebody wrecked that motherfucker out of the white Mustang hit the wall. Damn, Pochard and Malibu hit the wall. Money and 3D racing. Money red light. Got them 3D. We got them about 70 cars in front of him by then, though.
70?
Yeah. He was like that. He was like Miss Super Sport dildo lens in front of him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Come on, man. Not tonight. I know.
He was 24 inches in front of him.
Not the 24. Not the 24 inches.
Yeah,
he gave him the dick.
God damn. Hey, Hype. He gave him something.
Hey,
Hype. That motherfucker got
them way out there. He had 3 eagle rods on that, didn't he?
Well, what the hell you talking about? That motherfucker, you thought he got a 6.125 rod? And then he had a goddamn 11.5-inch rod.
I saw for a long time in that water box.
Trying to cool the tires off, that's all.
Tony White trying to play a trick. That's what he's trying to do.
He's trying to slick something.
Yeah.
What are they racing at?
They in Florida.
Darlington.
What part?
Oh, they're in Darlington.
They in Darlington. Darlington,
oh,
South Carolina.
Oh, okay. I know you're talking about. They call that track the, I can't say the name of that shit. It's,
House of Speed.
They got some kind of, yeah, House of Speed, exactly. I ain't been up there, but I heard about it.
House of Speed.
This is what? That track that I was telling you about, Corey was trying. He got some girls up there trying to get up and come up there. All right,
Lil Rick win. Lil Rick win, Tony Wright broke.
I knew that was going to happen. I told you.
All right, Lil Rick win. 901 to the front, motherfucker. Yes, sir.
Hell no. 901. So what are they, Memphis?
No, Lil Rick part of 901. 901 bad boy.
And Tony Wright was on there talking shit, talking about he found the problem, what was going on. Well, he must have found a problem.
He always say that. I found a problem.
I'm a bear.
Hey,
I'm 29.
Hey, Mrs. Sport. Mike Fatty head ass talking about we at the track. I was goddamn somewhere on the other side of the track. He talking about two little white boys was over there by him tonight.
Oh my God, mommy, there's those hype men.
Yeah, right.
I said, Mike, you fool. She said, by a promo, boy. I said, hell no.
They were like, mommy, there goes the great pumpkin. Mike, big head is.
There goes light bulb. There goes the walking bright idea.
There goes a nigga with a helmet on. Before his head.
There goes an alien.
E.T. Mike, E.T. Yeah. Looking at it. Sit your ass down, Mike. Little fuck of you.
Like you got that extraterrestrial robe, somebody. Hey, Elliot.
Wait, my man, we're going to get on his ass on our show Tuesday.
Yeah.
Is he always in the damn bush?
E.T. phoned home, Elliot.
Tell his ass, hurry and get all places so I can dick his ass down with this dildo.
Oh, Lord. Not the 24 inches. Lord, I'm there.
Yeah.
He ain't going to have no ass.
The Doc Johnson.
Doc Johnson. He going to get Doc Johnson.
You pull that on, you going to knock his whole ass off.
Yeah, I'm
going
to have to go knock him off.
Hey, she get a real true meaning of knocking a nigga dick in the dirt.
Jeez.
I'm going to go ahead and add that other kid on the car, Willie.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Might as well.
She talking that gangster talk again. Hype, man.
Yeah, I've been hearing too much talk. These niggas try to be a bell. I got to be able to run with the bell.
She's talking that gangster talk again.
You can't come out here being a koala.
Hell no. Or a panda. We can't be no panda.
Hell no. Got to be a grizzly or a polar.
Y'all, we had to call in and show y'all some more, but I ain't going to tell you no lies. I'm tired as hell. I've been running straight off adrenaline, and it done wore out.
So it done wore you out.
Yeah, I got to think over there at damn 9 o'clock, but it's 12 o'clock over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, y'all time same as ours.
Yeah, it's 12:30 over here.
12:36. I'm tired as hell. I got to be up at 9 o'clock in the morning because he said come over here at 9 to change the car. When are you coming over?
Man, I feel like a damn old man at a jack-off session all day.
I wasn't turnout over there, Hype.
Huh?
I wasn't turnout over there.
That motherfucker was packed. That bitch was packed. I had to get it to him. That bitch was packed hell. It was some dumbass got down there, though. It was some dumbass crawling over the line and goddamn just kept trying to stay in the gas. I said, them the kind of motherfucker that always know they want to die. What the fuck wrong with them? Yeah.
Well, we just had to call in and show y'all some love, but we tied down here. So we don't have to get out that phone, but we will be back. Hopefully, when I call back Saturday, I'll be calling back talking heavy shit because I'll be burning tires and chasing and tuning.
I had to chase my old lady around the house on real tires. I had to chase around our neck.
Oh, good God, I don't need to know that.
Yeah, she took off running. She jumped over the toilet and everything. I had to go right around.
You were retarded, man. You were retarded. For real. All right, y'all boys holding in the road.
All right, you too. All right, you too.
We'll holler at you Tuesday.
All right.
Lecturing me on commitment. Where you
been,
Marcus?
Yeah, man, she was on the show last week, man. She was a little on the crazy side. We had some fun last week with her.
Yeah.
Tyson, did you pat her down, Tyson? No concealed weapons?
He got his mouth full right now. He can't talk.
Last week, that was just funny, man. That was some. Go ahead,
Tyson. I'm gonna tell you, Teo. Nah, that motherfucker been seeing Rick go down that goddamn track all day, right? That motherfucker know when they goddamn it when they can't fuck with a motherfucker now. They went over there, goddamn it, fucking that goddamn car, trying to turn that motherfucker up, probably fuck something up on that goddamn regular car. Turn the right goddamn claim he goddamn bow. He had his goddamn chance to be the man tonight. Oh. goddamn flame coming on. Rick lighting them bitches up from the word go.
I like that, man. Witt sitting on the couch, calling the show, make himself $200.
Man,
life is good.
$250.
I'm sorry. $250.
He made but 150 because his other song bitch bagged out. I didn't lock his ass in.
I should have locked it up.
God damn it. Yeah.
Yep. Scared man can't win.
He said he'll be a fool to bet and hope the man red light.
Was that the last race of the night?
Yeah, that's the end of it. I think they might have some more grudges up behind that, but you know, I don't know. That's the $5,000 pot right there.
They'll go all night down there?
Yeah, they can.
DJ, how late can you guys go, DJ?
Probably midnight gonna be the latest.
Man, I think you're gonna have a huge turnout tomorrow, DJ. I think it's gonna be a great show, man.
Looking that way. Definitely looking that way.
It's the weather. All right, fellas. Well, listen, man. It's getting late. We got things. I got to be up early in the morning. DJ, I hope you have a great show tomorrow. I'm sure we're going to hear all about it live. Wick, congratulations on your 250.
Appreciate it, brother.
I appreciate it.
BT, thanks for calling in, brother, and answering my questions straight up like you always do.
That's right.
And right, Melvin.
And Teo, before you go, you tell them motherfucking radio gangsters, stay off these goddamn shows they ain't trying to go, man. I'm buying them motherfuckers off mine. I just got witness of that motherfucking fraud came on and fucked up everybody's head up. I ain't talking to them motherfuckers no more. I'm gonna buy their ass off these goddamn shows.
Oh, yeah, that clown. Yeah, you know what, man? That's just some punk, man. And nothing we can do about it. We just got to locate him and just, if he calls in, man, just hang up on his ass. I don't want him on my show.
I already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to take a picture of him and pass it around.
Now, we got a picture of him.
He just wants to hear himself. He's one of them cheerleaders, man.
Oh,
that's
he,
all he
oh,
is.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, he
we
a clown.
We know what he look like.
Yeah, he a clown.
Yeah, we ain't even going to worry about him, man. We ain't going to worry about him. He calls in, man. I'll take care of his ass. He ain't going to call into this show. He can't be punking people like that, talking all that nonsense, and he don't even have a car. You know, the one thing, you don't mess with a man's woman, and you don't mess with a man's money. And this guy's locking in races. He better be good for him, because somebody come knock on his door and collect.
He even had Shag Nasty on the line last night looking for him. Some hillbilly.
That damn Shag Nasty was a trip one.
Wasn't he, though?
Oh, man, I'm laughing my ass off at that song.
Did you hear that, BT?
Yeah, I heard that motherfucker there, man. Yes, sir.
Man, he said,
where's that Beyonce?
he was going off that.
I thought he was talking about the movie stuff.
Wow.
God damn.
Drunken white folk. That's all we need now. Now it's, I can die. Drunken hillbillies. man. Well, anyway, hey, I want to say a thank you. Give a thank you to Cadillac Joe, man. I know that he had this topic last night, and I talked to him, and I wanted to bring it up on my show because I was just had questions about the stuff with the South, but you know, BT came in and handled that for us, and I want to thank him for letting me speak on this myself. And to Sleepy, my boy Melvin, and Tyson and Shake, man, you guys are a big part of this show, man. I want to thank you guys for calling in, and every week, man, making
I want
this
my
short,
money, man. I want my money, man.
I gave it to Sleepy a Miley, man. I don't know why you haven't even gotten checks yet, man.
Oh,
you're not
going to
get paid for that. How did I use that money, man?
See that, Sleepy?
That wasn't you. That wasn't you, Sleepy. That wasn't you I gave it to?
Well, you gave it to me, man. I had to use it.
Oh, Sleepy.
Well, okay. And there's somebody in Detroit spending your money, Tyson. I don't know who it is, then.
Tyson, the chicken meal, man. Don't worry about it. You get it.
Hey, Tyson,
it's always good speaking with hearing y'all boys, man. Speaking with y'all, I'm about to, I don't know, go find me some, go to the titty bar, I guess.
All right,
man. Well, y'all, you guys all stay up. Have a good race tomorrow, man. We'll catch everybody next Saturday night.
All right.
Mickey Thomas and Performance Tires is all specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thomas and Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.